VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. A U.S. judge on Monday dismissed the federal criminal case accusing Donald Trump of attempting to overturn his 2020 election defeat after prosecutors moved to drop that prosecution and a second case against the president-elect. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener explains why.
That came after special counsel Jack Smith, the lead prosecutor overseeing the case, moved to dismiss it and also end his attempt to revive a separate case accusing Trump of illegally retaining classified documents after leaving office in 2021. The moves represent a huge legal victory for Trump. Prosecutors said a long-standing DOJ policy, which maintains that sitting presidents should not face criminal prosecution, requires the case to be dismissed before Trump takes office in January.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. As part of his effort to crack down on illegal immigration and drugs, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is threatening to impose sweeping new tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China on his first day in office. AP's Norman Hall.
In a pair of posts on his Truth Social site Monday evening, Trump wrote that on January 20th, he will sign executive orders to charge Mexico and Canada a 25% tariff on all products coming into the U.S. Trump also threatened to charge China an additional 10% tariff. It's unclear whether Trump will actually go through with the tariffs or if he's using them as a negotiating tactic before he takes office in the new year. Norman Hall, Washington.
Reports say the Russian military has captured a Briton fighting with Ukrainian troops who have occupied parts of Russia's Kursk region. Russia also began launching daylight drone attacks on civilian areas of Ukraine, and its ground forces accelerated gains along parts of the front line. Russian state news agency TASS says the captured fighter was in the British Army for 4 years, then joined the International Legion of Ukraine, formed early on the nearly 3-year-old war. This is VOA News.